Practice Test 6. You will hear a number of different recordings, and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in 4 sections. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to Section 1. Section 1. You will hear a man who works at a shelter talking on a radio program. First, you will have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Today, we will be talking to Mark Collins, who works at Abbeydale Shelter. Welcome to the show, Mark.
I'm really pleased to be here. It'll give me a chance to tell the listeners about what we do at the shelter and what sort of animals we have there.
The man says he will tell us what animals they have at the shelter. So the word animal has been written as the answer. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
Today, we will be talking to Mark Collins, who works at Abbeydale Shelter. Welcome to the show, Mark.
I'm really pleased to be here. It'll give me a chance to tell the listeners about what we do at the shelter and what sort of animals we have there.
Well, perhaps you could start by explaining what exactly an animal shelter is.
That's a good idea. It's a place where animals that have nowhere else to go can stay. We keep them until we can find another home for them.
What kind of animals do you have there?
Well, all come from homes, so they're all pets. Most of them are cats and dogs, of course, but we also have a number of smaller animals such as rabbits and tortoises.
How many animals are there altogether?
At the moment, we've got about 25 cats, 15 dogs, and about 5 small animals, including those I just mentioned.
That makes about 45 animals then.
That's right. We've got room for more.
And why are these animals living at Abbeydale Shelter?
Well, some of them are brought to us by their owners. They say that they cannot look after them anymore.
What reasons do they give for this?
Usually, they say that it is much more difficult to look after the animal than they had expected. This is often what happens with dogs. People buy sweet little puppies for their children at Christmas or for their birthdays, but after a year, the children get bored with them, or the dog grows big and requires a great deal of exercise, but the family often don't have enough time for this.
How sad.
Yes, it is. A lot of animals are also brought to us by people who have found them. They are usually very hungry. In these cases, we don't usually find out how the animal ended up living on the streets, but we can guess that their owners decided they didn't want them anymore.
Before you hear the rest of the program, you have some time to look at questions 7 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 7 to 10.
Now, if any of the people who are listening today are thinking about getting a pet, they can come to Abbeydale Shelter to find one, can't they?
That's right. We are open Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Do the new owners have to pay for the pet?
Yes. We ask them to give a small amount of money. It used to be an optional amount, but now we've set it at £5. In fact, we need the income to look after the animals at the shelter.
So, even if our listeners don't want to get a pet, can they volunteer or donate some money?
Well, we are fully staffed, but financially, we need all the help we can get.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 2.